Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on one of the most important little details in future jungle and modern DnB, the snare snap, and not just as a drum hit, but as an arrangement tool. By the end, you'll know how to build a snare system in Ableton Live 12 that feels punchy, alive, and ready to carry a full 16 or 32 bar section without falling flat. The big idea here is simple. In future jungle, the snare has to do more than mark 2 and 4. It has to feel like a punctuation mark. It needs to help define the bar, lift the energy into fills and switches, and sit cleanly inside a dense drum and bass mix with respace, subs, and chopped breaks all moving around it. So let's build this properly. First, set up a dedicated drum group called Snare Snap. Treat it like one instrument, not a random pile of samples. Inside that group, build three layers. You want a main snare with body, a short transient layer, and a texture layer for grit or air. The main layer should give you the core punch, somewhere in that mid-range where the snare feels like it actually has weight. The transient layer should be tiny and sharp, something like a rimshot, a click, or a sliced piece from a break. And the texture layer can be as simple as a little vinyl hiss, hat noise, or a tiny break tail. If you're doing this in simpler, keep it tight. For the main snare, start clean, remove dead air, and shape the decay so it doesn't smear the groove. For the top layer, make it very short. Really short. You want that layer to flash at the front of the hit and disappear. For the texture layer, don't let it get cloudy. You'll high pass that one later so it only adds edge and attitude. Once those layers are set, balance them before you reach for compression. That's important. A lot of people rush straight into processing and end up trying to fix an unbalanced stack with a compressor. Better move. Get the layers working as one sound first, then glue them together. Now shape the transient. This is where the snare starts to feel expensive. On the snare snap group, try an EQ8 with a high pass somewhere around 90 to 140 HZ, just to clear out low-end junk. Then use drum bus for punch. A little drive goes a long way, and transients can bring the hit forward fast. Keep boom off for this use case. You're not trying to make the snare huge in the sub-zone. You're trying to make it cut. If it still feels too soft, a touch of saturator with soft clip-on can thicken the sound without making it sound obviously distorted. And if you want the snare to stay solid in the center, keep it monofocused. The width can live in the extras, but the core hit should stay locked. A really useful advanced trick is to push the transient first, then tame the harshness after. That order often gives you more attack, without that glassy top end that can make DnB snares feel brittle. Now we sequence. Start with the classic backbone. Snare on 2 and 4. That gives you the authority the listener needs to feel the bar. But in future jungle, you don't stop there. The groove comes alive when the snare interacts with the break, the ghost notes, and the little pickups that lead into the next phrase. So build a 2-bar loop. Put your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Then add a ghost note just before one of the strong hits, maybe a 16th before beat 4. On the second bar, add a quick double into the backbeat or a tiny pickup at the end of the bar. Keep the ghost notes much quieter than the main hit. You want contrast. The main snare should feel like a statement, and the ghost notes should feel like motion. As a starting point, main snares can sit up around 105 to 127 in velocity, ghost notes around 25 to 60, and transitional doubles somewhere in the middle. The exact values don't matter as much as the relationship between them. The main hit must clearly win. If you're working with chopped breaks, let the break carry some of the shuffle. That's a very jungle move. The snare should lock into the breakbeat energy, not bulldoze every little rhythmic gap. If everything is equally loud and equally rigid, you lose that breathing, unstable, exciting feel that makes jungle work. Now let's talk groove. You want movement, but you do not want to lose authority. In Ableton's groove pool, use subtle groove settings. If the whole loop needs more lift, a break-derived groove around 54 to 58% timing can help. But don't swing the main backbeat too hard. Keep the core snare confident. If anything, put the looseness into the ghost notes and pickup hits. A small early nudge on pickups can help a lot. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds earlier can make a fill feel like it's leaning into the next bar. Just be careful not to shift the main snare unless the whole pattern is supposed to feel later dragged. The center of the groove still needs to land. A smart workflow here is to make two versions of the clip. One can be tighter and more direct for the main drop. The other can be a little looser, with more ghost note movement for a pre-drop or a transition. That way you're not trying to force one clip to do every job in the arrangement. Next, turn the snare into a phrase marker. This is where the lesson really becomes arrangement and not just sound design. You sliced a new MIDI track on a break that has useful snare hits. Then pull out the snare relevant slices and keep them ready for fills and turnarounds. Drop those tiny snare fragments at the ends of 4, 8, or 16 bar phrases. Even one little break snare at the end of a section can make the whole arrangement feel intentional. For fills, focus on the last half of a bar. Maybe a quick 16th note snare roll. Maybe a triplet pickup. Maybe a reversed snare with a little noise swell leading into the next section. That kind of move is what makes the listener feel the turn coming. Think of it this way. The snare shouldn't just sit inside the song. It should help point the song forward. Now let's create contrast between dry and wet versions. This is a huge part of making the arrangement feel alive. Set up two return tracks. One with a short room or plate-style reverb, nice and tight, with the low end filtered out. The other with a short delay or echo that you only use on selected hits. Keep the main snare relatively dry in the drop. Then automate send amounts on transition bars so certain hits bloom into space. This is one of those things that sounds small but changes everything. A dry main snare makes the drop hit harder. Then when a fill comes in with a little room or delay, it suddenly feels like the track opens up. That contrast is energy. If needed, resample the snare with the effects printed, then chop that audio back into the arrangement. That gives you total control over tail length and keeps your live effect chain from getting messy. Since this lesson sits in a mastering-focused context, we also need to think about the drum bus and the mix translation. Route the drum group, including the snare, into a drum bus or pre-master drum chain. Use glue compressor lightly, just enough to bring the kit together. You're looking for maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Not a smash, and only a little saturation if needed. Tiny EQ moves are better than big ones here. And check this often: kick alone, kick and bass, full drum loop, and then the whole mix at a low volume. That low volume check is huge. If the snare still reads clearly when the speakers are barely up, you're in a really good place. That usually means the transient, the body, and the contrast are all working together. Also, keep an eye on mono. If the snare disappears in mono, your width is probably coming too much from the top layer or the reverb tail. In this style, the core snare needs to survive without fancy stereo tricks. The center is king. Now for varination across the arrangement. This is where a lot of loops go wrong. A good future jungle snare pattern is not just one great bar copied 32 times. It evolves. Try arranging it in 4-bar or 8-bar chunks. For example, keep bars 1 to 4 dry and direct. In bars 5 to 8, add a ghost note flourish or a tiny break snare. In bars 9 to 12, introduce a fill or a reverse hit. Then in bars 13 to 16, open up the energy with a double hit or a delayed tail before the next section. You can even automate the snare's character over time. A little more transient at the start of the drop, then easing back once the groove is established. A tiny bit of filter movement in the breakdown. A short reverb throw on the last snare of a phrase. These are small moves, but they make the track feel composed instead of looped. Here's a useful mindset. The snare is not just a drum, it is a structural cue. It tells the listener when the phrase is turning, when the energy is lifting, and when the next section is about to arrive. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the snare too long. If the tail hangs into the next kick or bass note, the groove gets blurry fast. Shorten the body with the envelope or fade before you try to fix it with compression. Second, don't layer too many snare sources. In this style, more layers usually means less focus. One body, one transient, one texture layer is often enough. Third, don't let the snare fight the kick. If needed, carve a little low mid out around 180 to 350 Hz, but be gentle. You want separation, not a hollow snare. Fourth, don't drown the main hit in reverb. Save the space effects for fills and turnarounds. And fifth, don't overswing the backbeat. Let the ghost notes and break cuts breathe, but keep the core snare authoritative. Here are a few pro-level ideas if you want to push this further. Try using a brick-derived snare fragment as a texture layer under the main snap. That can give you a dirtier, more authentic jungle edge. Or print a little parallel crunch channel with compression and saturation, then blend it in quietly under the main hit for extra density. You can also vary the role of the snare across the arrangement. One version can be dry and punchy, another slightly brighter for lift, and a third fuller or more saturated for impact. Swap those versions between sections so the snare feels like it's evolving instead of repeating. And if you want the snare to feel like it's emerging from fog in the intro or breakdown, automate the filter cutoff on the top layer. That's a great way to create drama without changing the whole drum pattern. So here is your quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar future jungle snare sequence in Ableton Live 12. Create a snare snap group with three layers. Design one dry main snare and one short transient layer. Write a 2-bar loop with snares on 2 and 4, 2 ghost notes, and 1 pickup fill into bar 2. Duplicate that out to 16 bars, then vary it every 4 bars. Add a tiny roll at bar 4, a reversed or filtered fill at bar 8, a doubled hit at bar 12, and a transition tail or break fragment at bar 16. Add 1 reverb return, automated only on the last snare of each phrase, and then check the whole thing in mono. If you do this right, the snare won't just sit in the beat. It'll shape the beat. It'll push the arrangement forward, hold the groove together, and give your future jungle track that sharp, urgent, unmistakable energy. That's the mission. Now let's make those snares snap.